six.
Okay.
Okay, holy patches Akramois, and this is a Ramban, very famous Ramban, very important Ramban. It says, Vatitmo ha'aretz, va'efkod avono leho, va'toker zeshveho. That somehow Klal Yisrael, they were metame the Eretz Yisrael, and and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael spit out all of the people live there. So the pasuk seems to say two things: Daveris of Arayas and Beraveris, and the punishment for it, or the reaction, is the spitting out. What does that mean? Why was the pasuk so machmir because of Arayas? Bavur ha'aretz she'titma behen ve'tokia nefashas ha'oseis. Because the land will react. The Yisrael is allergic to Arayas. And that's why there's a parasha of Arayas here twice, telling us how bad it is, how terrible it is, and so on, because this is something that causes a rejection from Yisrael. Vihine, Harayas chayves agorot l'isbaretz. So it's, by the way, a problem. You know, I understand Shumas and Mises are only relevant in Eretz Yisrael. That's because it comes from the land is holy, and so on. But Arayas is not something which is really dependent on the land. It's Yos and Arayas everywhere. So if the punishment is Golos, why is it only in Eretz Yisrael? I will say that Dabba Bakosov Sha'oma Bahanchel Elyon Goyim Bafidim the Adam Yasu Sam Bechulu Kichelek Hashem Amoy. The pasuk says, there's a pasuk that says in Hazinu that when Akadosh Baruch Hu gave different countries to different groups of people. In other words, it's not just a kind of allocating places to live. Every nation type, every grouping has an area that belongs to them, and it's a lot more than just a place where to live. It's something about the property of the land and the people settling it. Complement each other. They are related to each other. Ve'inyan k'ashem anichbad bara koil v'som koyach lachtoinim bal yoinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, and the higher worlds reflect in segments of the lower world, reflect in segments of the higher world, and vice versa. Ve'nosan al kol amvam baratzoyisam gayem kochu v'maz yedua k'ashanayi b'istaginus. And every country nation has their own mazel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave out to every nation a mazel. Every nation has a certain ruchniyistika segment that is running it. Nekroim malachim kirechsiv ani nesati sham it's a malchei paras. V'hine Hashem hanichbad hu elokeinu kimelein adonu kol olam. Avla et Yisrael emtzos hayishuv hi nachlas Hashem miyuchadas hashmoi. Leinasa lemalachim katzin shoytev moishel v'anchiloi selam miyuchad shmoi zareva. Et Yisrael is unique. Et Yisrael does not have a malach, it has Hashem directly. Let's just pause a second. And what does that mean to us? In other words, l'may nafkemina, I mean, we don't see malachim, we don't see this. The nafkemina is the, if something runs through a malach, it means there's, quote unquote, a bit of bureaucracy in the middle, which means the effects are not immediate. So when you have, it sort of dissipates the power, attenuates it. It means that when people do averis, there's no quick reaction. It's as if there's a mechanism. It's as if you can tamper with the mechanism. It has a lot less of a sense of a direct connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore things happen by nature. Kadosh Baruch was mekadesh Klal Yisrael with dinyan of Arayas, and and of all the mitzvahs. Olkach amos shmatim chol choisei v'skom shmatim exisim v'isom l'sakas ham aretz. Oksiv v'amal lechem atem tirshas ad mosim ne'etna lechem l'ash oysen yeshem akechem ha'ashiv daltas chemina amim. Yoyma, ki hiv lo yisonim kol ha'amim asher asalem sorim v'lehim acherim. The pasuk is saying, I have made you distinct amongst the nations. Well, every nation is distinct in it because every nation has its own malach, and its own malach, each malach is different. But Klal Yisrael is distinct because they have no malach whatsoever. Yoyma, ki hiv lo yisonim kol ha'amim asher asalem sorim v'lehim acherim. B'sita lo nesaret shia hu yisbarach lanu l'lehim v'niyam yuchadim l'shmoy. The fact that we are miyuchat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unique HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is who we are and what's unique. V'hinei ha'aretz shinachas Hashem ha'nichbod toki kol mitam ha'isa l'tzor v'lazor megal ha'ayis. So the Klal Yisrael, as Yisrael, because it's unique, it is especially sensitive to Avodah Zorah and Arayis. V'aparshas iskira ha'moylech lichla Avodah Zorah zikon Arayis. The reason why Moloch is mentioned here is because we want to include Avodah Zarah, because those are the two Averis that gets you booted out of Eretz Yisrael. Let's go back. I want to go back to a point that the Ran says somewhere. Rosh Aran just helps a little bit explain it. It says that when Klal Yisrael sinned, B'deigel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you no longer will have me going with you. I'll send you my Malach with you. What's the difference? I mean, why a malach is easier? So let's give a mashal. And Moshe Rabbeinu resisted it greatly. So let's give a mashal. Imagine somebody does something that somebody's working for a company. So imagine he works somewhere in the lower echelons, and what he does is damaging to the company, or something bad. It may take quite a while till there's a reaction. Until his boss decides he needs to react, until his boss's boss decides that this person's boss is not doing what's right, and so on and so forth, there tends to be more leeway in terms of the reaction. But that's what it is. If you're the secretary of the owner of the company and you mess up, you'll be gone immediately. The person has no tolerance. It's his money, it's his company, and he's not, you know, and it's instant, no tolerance. On the other hand, if let's say regulations mandate you get fired, your immediate superior has no real discretion, and so on. If you're working for the boss and the boss likes you, so he can override regulations. He made the regulations, they're for his benefit as the owner, and he can just say, well, it's okay, you know, we'll this time we'll be forbearing. If Klal Yisrael is in direct hanhaga with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no bear that does not get a very swift reaction, because you're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. If you have a malach there, it's like when there's rubber between you and like a bumper on a car. There's something you have to soften the blow. It takes a while, it dissipates. And the flip side is, there is no tshuva. There's no real way to say, okay, I'll do better. It's automatic. Regulations are that if you got caught doing three times X, you get fired, and that's the end of it. Okay. So he says, so you include Avodah Zorah in it. That's Avodah Zorah. Shehem yuchadim l'shmei avur kenas ha'aretz, and so on. V'hinei, he says, b'chutz l'aretz, apesh ha'kol l'shem nichbot. Yes, at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, but ein tara bo shleima, v'avur ha'mishos ha'moshe lo v'am toyim achar sereyam l'avad gam ha'isom. Out of Eretz Yisrael, the standard is much lower, because many nations worship that same sar. So it's both because anhag is lower, and the Tsar himself is involved in some of these issues.
So
Vach ken yifkad amalche adoma ba'adoma, v'zein ha'kosa shom egzeres irin piskoma maimash kadisha shilta, yema ke'adoba hu anigzal buchad netzach egzeres irin piskoma maimash kadisha shilta, she'goz al'kos netzol mehen lasis kach. And there's a passing the Neil that says that what happens is the is a gzera of the malachim who are forced to take care of him. In other words, the interaction with Nebuchadnezzar and Bavel is through malachim and so on. Because Bavel tells malachim, go and do it. It's coming to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the way it happens is diffuse. Let's take one more example of a difference between something that is quote-unquote direct Kadosh Baruch Hu to something that is coming from Malachim. How do we perceive it? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly affecting us, we see it in a way that we would call Hashgacha Pratis. It's like, wow, you know, this and this happened, and boom, this is like unexpected, and it's clear that's a punishment. When it comes through Malachim, it gets diffused through nature. So this fell into place, that fell into place, other fell into place, and we recognize that there might be a process. So it's much less clear as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when something is seen as HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and an example of that would be, it says, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, it says, Anivel Malach, Anivel Saraf, Anivel Shliach, it meant the events were so crystal clear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means it comes out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When there's a whole machine running, so it may or may not be coming from some other part of it. V'hine, Hashem ha'nichbad yisparach ha'lekeh l'kim cholo'ilam, v'lekeh at Yisrael shi'nachas Hashem. V'zeo tam v'zona achre l'heinich ha'aretz, ki alohus nichrim ba'aretz Hashem ha'chase. Aloheinich ha'aretz, there's a question of how to read it. It doesn't read right. Aloheinich ha'aretz means the God of the strangers of the land. So some of the Rishonim learn, and he's learning like that, Elohei, the God, Nechar, so Elohei means an idol. Elohei means an idol, Nechar Ha'aretz, that is strange to the land. Idols are strange to Eretz Yisrael. V'zeo sh'nema lo yodas mishpat al kei ha'aretz, v'yishach bar mesar royos, v'nema amisim ha'isen kashen yodas mishpat al kei ha'aretz. It says about the Shomronim, the Kusim, that they started worshipping idols, and Hashem sent lions to eat them up because they did not know the laws of the land. Vehine says, "Akusim lo nenoshem ba'artzam v'amasal heyam l'shach masaroyus." When they were in Kus, they weren't punished for worshiping Avodah Zarah. But when it came to Yisrael, ve'vayim ba'artz Hashem ve'osir shalach masem reshaynim, he sent those lions. So that means even amongst the goyim, they weren't allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. But in their own country, there wasn't that swift and direct reaction. This is the understanding when it says kol ador b'chutzar is doy mikrishen loha. Sometimes the chutzot as if he has no God. Hashem lo sis lachem esetz chna lis lachem lalekim vo'ime ki yeshua yom yistavech lachas Hashem leim aleich avod. So when it says that if you live in chutzot as if you worship Avodah Zarah, it means that in when we live in chutzot, our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through some sort of medium. And therefore that compared to Eretz Yisrael with such a direct relationship, that's like being over Avodah Zarah. By the way, it doesn't mean, and this is a distortion of its real meaning. If someone comes and says, well, it's better to live in Eretz Yisrael and not do mitzvahs than to live in Chutz La'aretz and to do mitzvahs, because Avodah Zarah is worse than everything. The Ramban explains that certainly Chas V'Shalom, that's not the intent of that Maimon Chazal. The intent is the other way around. Doing mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, doing mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz, it's a whole different world. But if a person's ruchnius will falter in Eretz Yisrael, chas v'shalom, if he'll do worse, it's much worse, then he better live in Chutz La'aretz. If a person doesn't intend to live in Eretz Yisrael a very ruchnistic life, it's better off living in Chutz La'aretz. V'omer toisefta v'rezara hareyo oimeh v'shavti shom v'yis avi v'yashon lila l'kim v'omer losachem tzatz k'nan kozmach atem eretz k'nan ha'yis l'chem l'kim en atem eretz k'nan ka v'yochol enei l'chem l'kim v'cheinu oimeh k'arboi malchut tzitzo v'ol v'nei Hashem v'yachshar atem v'nei Hashem and so on. So it means, all these things mean that the Eretz Yisrael with Klal Yisrael in it are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that can't be in Chutz La'aretz. He says, now he brings another Chazal like that. And all these Chazal have been used in a distorted way to say as if just being there physically in Eretz Yisrael is great. All these, this is, if anything, these Chazal are the opposite. They tell us that being in Eretz Yisrael is a sharper sense of ruchnius. If you do it, much better. If you don't do it, much worse. He brings a famous sifri. It says, even though I'm chasing out the chutzarts, hey, mitzvahs, keep doing the mitzvahs so that when you come back to Israel, they don't look like new mitzvahs. And mashal, it's like somebody got upset with his wife and sent her home, but he said, keep dressing nicely so that you don't forget how to dress nicely when I take you back. Vihine says, Akosov says, Vavatim Mehir is talking about Talis and Tefillin. It's talking about those, but it's not talking about Trumas and Maisris. So what's the pshat? Keep doing the Chutz La'aretz. So he says that Eretz Yisrael is the place where mitzvahs take on their full meaning. In as much as mitzvahs are connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then mitzvahs are most sharply brought out in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, there as if trial runs and so on. Next paragraph. Vizui mitzvahs Yaakov Avinu lebeisai. That's what Yaakov Avinu told. Yaakov Avinu told his household. Hasiras hayanecha shreichem taru. Before he went to Eretz Yisrael, he said, "Get rid of all your alien gods." Well, what alien gods were they worshiping for desire? The answer is, he meant prepare yourself for a much higher madrega. And Vashem loy levad neskalilus shemesa rochel b'derkles b'en baretz, ki b'schusso lemesa chutzaretz u b'schusso leishe b'arzim shtei achoyes. The reason why Rochel died in Eretz Yisrael was because even though he was allowed to have two sisters, Zifor Matan Torah and so on, but Eretz Yisrael is hypersensitive. And when they crossed over towards Eretz Yisrael, he could not be there with two sisters. And then he says, next paragraph, V'oman novi v'shilamti v'shoyna mishna v'oynam v'chatosu achilom es artsi v'nivah shekotseim t'oseim elos achosi. The novi says that I will take vengeance from Klal Yisrael for being metami Eretz Yisrael. In other words, that's like the first reason to react is because you've defiled Eretz Yisrael. Because of Rabbi Avram, the Ebenezer writes in Parash Ve'elech, Yadanu ki Hashem Echad v'ashini v'mekablim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is one, and anything that happens is mitzad the mekablim. V'ashem le'yishana ma'isav ki kulam ein b'chochma. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not change what he does, but so, in other words, the Ebenezer says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, whether it's America, France, or it's Israel. But part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga is that the Hanhaga be adjusted to each place. Each place has the ability to relate to one aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And each place can only relate through a certain sar. Eretz Yisrael can relate to all of it, and that's why in other places HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not manifest itself so strongly, and Eretz Yisrael, which can tolerate it, we get the full brunt of it. Now he clears up a pasuk. It says, "V'altashalai mi pasuk michol sarchem." There's a pasuk in the Neil that michol is the sar of Yisrael. Kihu sar mishoris levak rachma Yisrael leshavasan shalom. Michoel was not the sar that voiced over Klal Yisrael. Michoel was the representative. Rabbi Yisrael was Klal Yisrael's lawyer, advocate. He was there to ask rachma for Klal Yisrael. V'chena yasar tzava nirle shabirichoy. Heroik Hashem sholcha lucha mechamaseyem kinyechiskiya v'gam shayazeh v'yaseh v'chusaretz. So all the malachim mentioned in conjunction with Klal Yisrael are advocates on behalf of Klal Yisrael, not appointed officials to run Klal Yisrael. V'ein reshos v'arine aretz yaseh mizeh, I can't explain more than this. Alim tiske lov and aretz yishen eskeres pasik b'reishis. So he's referring to Pashtus, what we would call the Bechina of Malchus. Now it's, the Eretz is the place that relates to Shemayim. It's sort of the twin, the mate. And in other words, Eretz in its most essential form is what connects HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it hints at it. I just let's use it in the context that he's saying it. A person can have many friends, and with many friends, he can tolerate faults. I might find this person to be very difficult to get along with, but he plays music beautifully, so I don't bother to get along with him. I just sit in and listen when he does concert recitals, and it's great. This person takes forever to get ready, so I don't go to any events with him. I just come over and schmooze and so on. But when a person gets married to somebody, he needs to have, things that are intolerable are very, very intolerable. And the part of this world that's meant to connect our HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very sensitive that it be a good fit. And therefore, since we are the Aretz with a capital Aleph, it's the place that is sort of the Malkum Kibul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why it's super sensitive. V'hine, Hiska Kosek Hanshah Tzknan Nenshu Bavu Arayis. Rabbi Seinu Omur Shehuz Alei Me'esei Tzir Lodom Noyach She'onisam Kein Hizim. So it says that the people in Knan were punished because of Arayis. Chazal say that we were taught about Arayis from the very, very onset. Avla Kosek Le'yaska Zharal, Yemika Arts Tokyoisam. The Pasuk doesn't say they were warned. It says that it spit them out. So he says Chazal mean, or he says with a different knetch, it's not that they were told not to do this, and therefore it's an aveira, and therefore it's a punishment. It's a mile of Eretz Yisrael that it tolerates no deviances, no perversions. It was also Anshe Mitzrayim. The pasuk says you've seen it in Mitzrayim, you've seen it in Canaan, and you can't do it because the land will spit you out like Canaan. And what about Mitzrayim? If you're telling me that these are various, they're warned on, so the same pasuk says Mitzrayim never spit out its people, it's very hospitable for Mitzrayim. So he says, "Aba inyan kulo lemalas aretz kushas." It's all because of Eretz Yisrael Maila. V'amar kosev etokya aretz ki meisha pakan avino aleil shenigzal knainim liikareis ki lukvari ki oisam. Why does it say v'atokya aretz? It's still off in the future. The answer is because once the clock was set, it's just a matter of time. Oy v'atokya lemalak in sort tzilam aleihem. So Ramban is saying over here, there are properties that are unique to each geographical entity in the world. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. The big difference between some other places is other places have a sar mimuna in it, which means the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through some level of what's called bureaucracy, and they don't see the direct hashgacha of pouncing back and so on. Eretz Yisrael has a very sharp and direct hashgacha, and therefore if you do an aveira, even if you might not even be aware that it's an aveira, or it's something that wouldn't bring out such reaction somewhere else, Eretz Yisrael does react, and that's why Eretz Yisrael is a Kedoshah. So Eretz Yisrael's being holy is not that it's more forgiving, it's more demanding. Its standards are much higher, and a person is, and anybody living there is expected to act differently. But on the other hand, when you do a mitzvah, it's so much more significant than Israel. Okay, we'll hold it there.